This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Over the weekend, President Obama said he intends to take military action against Syria. His administration claims the Syrian government used chemical weapons, which killed more than 1,000 people. But before he authorizes a military strike, the president says he wants to get approval from Congress. Today, he and his advisors met with lawmakers. Tomorrow, the Senate is scheduled to hold hearings on Capitol Hill. And House Speaker John Boehner says we can expect an up or down vote as early as next week. Here to talk about what happened this weekend and what could happen going forward is Gideon Rachman, the chief foreign affairs columnist for the Financial Times. Gideon, it's good to have you with us.
My pleasure.
I want to start by getting your reaction to what happened over the weekend. Is this something that you anticipated, that President Obama would want to take his case to Congress?
No, I didn't anticipate it, and I think very few people did, certainly in Europe. They thought that President Obama was all geared up, actually, to take strikes that weekend. In fact, one of the reasons the British had their very rushed parliamentary debate, which ended with Parliament actually rejecting the idea of British intervention in Syria, was precisely because our Prime Minister, David Cameron, had, I think, been told by President Obama that they were planning to take action within days.
We certainly saw what happened in the United Kingdom, and there's polling about how Americans feel about the prospect of military intervention. Do you think that there is an appetite for this, that people are willing to consider supporting strikes in Syria?
Well, if you look at the opinion polls, I mean, in Britain, they've just taken a poll, the BBC has, 75% supported Parliament saying no. Looking at the polls in the US, the ones I've seen, it seems to be more split, about 50-50 on the idea of cruise missile strikes, although some, a majority against kind of boots on the ground scenario, which Obama has anyway ruled out. The Americans clearly are more wary of military action than they were before Iraq and Afghanistan, but still perhaps more conscious of their role as global policemen, if you want to call it that, and more prepared to play that role.
President Obama is meeting with lawmakers. His advisors are meeting with lawmakers as well, and the Senate is going to begin holding hearings tomorrow. And I wonder what you think they may have learned or perhaps could learn from what happened in the UK.
Well, I think one thing you could learn is that you need to prepare these things, partly because Cameron felt that Britain had to get this debate through very quickly because military action looked imminent. The whole debate was botched. But I think the one thing that Obama will learn is that you have to really work people before you can't just assume they'll go through the lobbies in support of reaction.
I wanted to get your perspective on our Congress here. I mean, we face more budget battles and the specter of sequestration, another fight over the debt ceiling. Lawmakers have such a hard time agreeing on those issues. I wonder why anyone in the administration would think that they could come together to some sort of agreement on this.
Well, I suppose there's always been this saying, isn't there, that politics stops at the water's edge, that with national security issues, people tend to be more prepared to bury partisan differences and say, OK, well, this is about the national interest. I think, again, as you suggest, one of the really interesting things will be to see, will this divided Congress that seemed to be increasingly only able to think in partisan terms, less and less able to find something that they can all agree is in the common good, whether those partisan divisions, which have really hobbled America when it comes to domestic policy, whether they'll now begin to manifest themselves in foreign policy.
Just lastly, I wanted to ask you, the president is getting ready to embark on a trip to Europe, to Sweden and to Russia, for meeting of the G20, and I wonder if this is something you think will be talked about. It's perhaps an awkward subject among some parties. Do you think that Syria is going to be a topic of discussion at the G20?
You know, one aspect of this whole situation is the need to stop the Syrian conflict becoming a kind of global showdown between the world's superpowers. The Russians clearly feel very, very burnt by what they regard as excessive American intervention in Libya and elsewhere. And so they may push it. But my guess is that their desire to have a smooth meeting will override that.
Gideon Rachman, foreign affairs columnist for the Financial Times. Thanks very much for your time today.
My pleasure, David. Thanks.